Lou and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
On Lou, very early on in the year, we have proven to be your station for the cash.
Yes, we love the cash. We love giving it away because it's not our money.
$500 cash going to Judy today. Well done, Judy. You'll hear it in our catch-up podcast here. She got the 10 questions right with our brand new free Money Minute. And they were gettable questions, but the pressure is on.
It is.
When you've got 60 seconds to answer them.
But Judy was as cool as a cucumber, mate.
She really was.
She just kept answering those questions. Yep. And I reckon the key is, honestly, you've got to try not to pass. Because once you pass, you're eating up a bit of time then and you might not get through the 60 seconds.
I just panic. I'd be terrible on a game show.
God, do it.
I do. I forget even the most basic things because of I'm panicking,
under pressure.
You know? I'm under pressure, Lou.
Well, it's interesting. Judy said to me off air, she said, all of that time watching Millionaire Hot Seats paid off.
Good training. Very good training. We had a really interesting big issue today, and that was should the Australian Open go ahead, and a lot of people getting fired up about that, which was awesome. But the most exciting part of the show, Lou, I believe, was talking to the great man. Should we get straight into it?
Let's get into it. This is what Matt really enjoyed about the show.
Finally, this is so exciting, just to say it, Lou. Live music is back in 2021. The Sounds Better Together concert on Monday featuring the great Daryl Braithwaite, the wonderful Deborah Conway, and, of course, the legend Jimmy Barnes. And Barnesy joins us. Jimmy, good morning.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Oh, so well. We're so excited, Jimmy. I bet you are too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a huge year. And it's still, you know, God knows which way it's going to go for the next year. But we get a window and we're getting to play some shows, which is really nice. And I think it's a great initiative of Visit Victoria and Mushroom, of course, putting all this together. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So glad to get out in front of an audience again.
Yeah. It's so awesome. At the home of a day on the green, All Saints Stadium, Rutherglen, beautiful place for it as well. And would I be right in saying it's the longest break that you've had from playing live music in – what, more than a decade?
My whole career.
Oh, really? For your whole career?
Since 1973.
Wow. That's extraordinary.
As it happened, I'd just finished doing Criminal Record Tour and then the Cold Chisel Tour, which we were supposed to be playing Rutherglen, but it burnt out. So I'm really pleased to be coming back because of that. But we finished that tour and we thought, we're going to take a break now anyway. I wasn't expecting this long a break.
No.
So when was it?
It was one of those things where I thought, okay, now what am I going to do? So I kept busy. I've written an album. I've written a book. I've written a cookbook with Jane. We're writing a cookbook with Jane, sorry. We've done all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, you were on social media heaps. You and Jane put together those songs, and it was so awesome.
It was good fun. You know what happened was we were just sitting around and we're sitting here in our night when we've got a nice place and we weren't sort of like Victoria where we could actually walk out if we wanted to. And we just thought how terrible it must be for everybody down there. So we thought we'd reach out, send a song, see if we can, let people connect a bit. And it was something that really took on a life of its own. People people really, really loved it. And it became really sort of cathartic and it worked for us too. It was our way of reaching out.
Yeah.
And over the period of 12 months, Jane learned to play guitar, and she's actually really good now.
Yeah, it was so good.
It's amazing.
And doing all those songs, we'd pick songs that our parents sang and, obscure songs that we'd heard on movies and stuff. And over the period of a year, I think I've become a much better singer for it too, so which is really cool.
That is cool. Do you think, Barnsley, and we've asked a few people this, do you think it's brought your family a bit closer together?
Yeah, it has. We spent a lot of time close with family. And sometimes, when you get too close with family, you can end up having fights.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
But that's what normal families do. So we've done a bit of that as well. But we all get on. We all love each other dearly. But there's been a few of the family who we haven't been able to see. Like Jackie, my son, who was in Queensland. We couldn't get up there at all for most of the year, and he just had a new baby. So there was a window a week before Christmas where it was all clear, and we flew up and seen him, which was great. My daughter, lovely. Eliza Jane, lives in Auckland, so we haven't seen her since it's over a year now. So the thank God for FaceTime and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, you're so right.
And I so many people can absolutely relate. I think just about everyone. I mean, my nephew's visiting me at the moment. I haven't seen him for a year. So it is wonderful that we're getting those times where we can reconnect with our families.
Yeah, that's really good. And I feel a bit sorry for poor Jane because she's trapped in a room with me.
Well, she learned guitar. That's a bonus.
Yeah, that's why she's learned guitar. No, sorry, I can't talk now. Because I'm a bit hyperactive. But, you know, it's been really nice. We've actually, because Jane and I, we've been married for four years. And we've toured constantly for that four years.
Yeah.
And so this year is the longest I've stayed put ever. And so to be in our own house, this house where we've got all the things we love, this is our dream house where we want to grow, and to have a year where we could watch all the seasons change and see the house, how it shifts and moves and you know, becomes more beautiful every day.
Oh.
It's incredible.
So
we get to really appreciate, you get to appreciate the things that you've got as opposed to, you know, always looking for something new, you know, which was really great.
Yeah, I can understand now. All right, let's turn our attention, though, to coming back to doing what you do best, and that is performing live in front of heaps of people.
Yes.
With the one and only Daryl Braithwaite, and you would have done so much with Daryl over the years, I'm sure.
I've known Daryl since I was a young singer. We used to support Sherbet in Adelaide. One of my biggest memories of doing a gig was when Sherbet were like the Beatles here, you know, it was like mass crowds. And I remember we did a gig in Sydney with them. I wrote about it as one of the books, but we did a gig in Sydney with them and we went on, and, you know, people were just like, yawning, going to get drinks, you know. It's called Chisel Playing. We're playing at our best, but, you know, they just didn't get us.
Yeah.
And then Sherbet came on and it was like hysteria. And I was watching from the side of the stage and as they finished their set, Daryl said, come with us. And so I'm just, you know, I'm a young singer. I didn't know what you saw, but come with me, come on. And he was leaving the gig and we're in an armored van. You know,
and
the van's getting stopped and rocked and tipped. And I often say to Daryl, because he's a dear friend, I often say, I think that was my first sort of glimpse of like what was the you know, what rock stardom was like.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I was never that big a rock star. It, you know, they were huge. So
different kind of fans, Barnsley. Different kind of fans.
My fans get armored cars. Keep me away.
Hey, one more thing before you go, Barnsley. Can I make a request for you to do a particular song on Monday?
If we can do it. If the band know it, we can do it.
Well, here's the thing. You see, I am genuinely a huge fan of yours, and my favourite song of yours is actually really, really, really obscure. So
All right.
I actually thought, can we test out Barnsley, Lou?
All right.
Oh, I don't know. Ask Barnsley.
All right. You know how many songs I've written?
I know.
I can have a go. Listen, if it catches my ear, I'll let you know.
All right. Here we go. I've got an intro for it. Here we go. Let's kick it off.
Does Barnsley know Barnsley's own song?
All right. Does Barnsley know? All right. Here we go. 5 seconds
spent
of the
hours
song.
On that, Barnsley.
Here we go. All right.
It's from the Flesh and Wood period.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Mid-90s.
Is it the same woman?
I've got the chorus. Do you want me to play back the chorus?
Yes,
for you?
Play the chorus.
I love this song more than any other song. Not only of yours, but this is actually in my top five. Let's have a listen. Oh, Barnsley, I love it. How did that not make Cyclone?
You know who wrote that?
No.
Jane.
Oh, really?
Get out.
Yes. Jane wrote a few songs on that album. That one was that because there was about two or three of Jane's on there, and there were like beautiful ballads. So we couldn't put too many ballads on, so we had to drop one.
Yeah.
And that was on the bonus tracks.
Yes, it was.
If you would tear my heart out.
Oh, Barnsley, you're giving me
goosebumps. That's beautiful.
I'm guessing
it was Jane's song.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, if you could do that on Monday, Barnsley, I'd be really appreciative.
All right, no worries. I'll get Jane. Well, Jane's with me, so we can do it. We'll do a little number for you.
That would be fantastic. Barnsley, it's been an absolute delight. Like you said, you've been so busy, never idle, and we're just so rapt that you're going to be back out live so that all of Australia can enjoy you. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Nice to talk to you. And thanks for the jogging my memory. That's a nice song.
Lou and Matt's Big Issue.
Yes, indeed. We turn our attention to hotels that are close to Melbourne Park in Melbourne. They're just the home of tennis, of course, in the Australian Open. But all the players are in hotels dotted around, Lou. Ugh. And they're whinging and they're whining.
They're moaning like little babies.
That's right. And they're sending demands and saying it's not good enough, blah, 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 because they've got to spend 2 weeks in there in quarantine.
Without their hairdresser.
That's right. They bought COVID. I mean, the planes had people with that tested positive to COVID, right? So they actually brought COVID.
They brought it with
here.
Them. They brought it to Melbourne with them.
It's a debacle.
After what Victoria's been through and what Melbourne in particular's been through, how angry would you be if you were a Melbourneite to think that they let these people come into the country and bring COVID with them?
That's the question, is it? Should it go ahead? I mean, the players themselves. There was talk of a revolt and that they'll demand to
The players
go home
are revolting, all right.
Or whatever. And it's not all players, to be fair. There are a few players who are vocal, but the majority aren't actually saying anything, to be fair to the players.
Yeah.
But should it, I mean, should the officials...
Rafael Nadal wouldn't be saying anything.
Haven't heard anything from Rafa.
Rafa's lovely.
Haven't heard anything from Roger. Is Roger here?
I don't know, but if he is, he wouldn't say anything either.
No. Nah. Heard from Djokovic, of course, Mr. Party Super Spreader himself. Remember he had that party last year?
Yes. Wasn't it the French Open or something when that was meant to be on? Was it around the time of another tennis tournament?
Not sure. He did it in an island.
Was it in Ibiza or something? Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. I knew it was just somewhere on yachts and stuff.
Yeah, it was. It was. So the big question is, Lou, that with all of the issues that we have to put up, ordinary citizens, and there are Victorians who are in red zones that are having trouble just getting back to Victoria. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're going to run a tennis tournament and bringing people in who literally, some of them have tested positive to COVID. Should it be even going ahead, Lou?
No, of course it shouldn't. It's the most ridiculous thing that the Victorian government has allowed since this whole thing started. In my opinion.
I'm just looking at any kind of positive argument.
There's no positive argument for it. I'm sorry. Do you think there is, really?
Well, would it give joy to people, you know, to watch tennis?
I think the payoff is minimal compared to the danger that they've brought with them. If you're looking at the way that the government's treated COVID up until now,
yes.
So the fact that Victoria is essentially was shut down for quite a period of time and people in Melbourne had to isolate at home, to suddenly turn it around and go, oh, nah, you're from Europe. Huh? We know that that's a red zone.
Yep.
You're from Europe, but you know what? You're bringing millions of dollars potentially into the country. So it's all about the money. It's got nothing to do with the health of our citizens. So come on down. Is that not what it appears like?
It does. It's hard to disagree with that, to be honest.
Ridiculous.
1-3-3-5-3. We'd love to get your opinion. Do you think that they should pull the pin right now and send all the players and officials home?
Yes.
Do they think?
Sorry, you weren't asking me.
We've got your answer, Lou. It's fair to say. 1-3-3-5-3. Do you think the Australian Open should go ahead? Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Peter. I'm a truckie going fast.
Oh, g'day, Peter. All right, mate. What do you reckon? Do you reckon it should run?
I've got a bigger question. Where are the pilots and the crew of all these chartered aeroplanes? Are they being allowed to just cruise around and go to discos and nightclubs? I mean, no one's talking about all the crews, everyone that had anything to do with the aeroplanes. Where are they? We've already let the first set go.
Geez, you'd hope they're in quarantine,
wouldn't you? Interesting, Peter. I think from... they are meant to also go into quarantine, from what I've heard, unless they don't leave the aircraft.
That was the first lot, and that's how some of it escaped. I mean, I would like to know, Daniel Andrews, what's the bank account number of your secret bank account in the Hayman Islands? You can't be stupid enough to know or to do this for free. Because this is now, again, costing our economy a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said, Peter.
Well, All the truck drivers I know are buying tennis rackets rather than permits because obviously that gets you through the blockade.
Yeah, well said, mate. Well said. Touché. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Peter. Have a good day.
You too, guys. Bye.
All right, so fair to say that's a no on that one from Peter. Who else have we got, Lou?
Linda from Albury, what do you reckon? Should the Australian Open be allowed to go ahead?
Absolutely not.
And same kind of reason?
Absolutely, yeah. No way. No. Shouldn't happen. Not going to happen.
How did you feel when you heard they were bringing the players into the country?
I kind of said to myself, what on earth are they thinking? How can this possibly be a good thing? Bring more people into the country from overseas. Great. It's not necessary. These aren't people returning home. These are people coming to play sport.
Yeah, and we're doing it tough. So you don't believe in that whole thing of, you know, to bring people joy, to watch the tennis, make them feel like life can be normal again?
No, I don't buy it. No, we can find joy other ways.
Yeah, fair call.
And realistically, they could have had the tournament somewhere else, couldn't they?
Absolutely. The risk just outweighs everything else. It's just too risky.
Linda, thanks for your call. Have a great day.
You guys too. Thanks.
The thing is, it's almost too late, really. I mean, the risk is already there now. They're here. So,
is it, though?
Well, they're here. So, I mean, the deed has been done as such. They're here in Australia. So, you know, it's not like a greater risk now just doing it, is it?
No, I guess not.
Hey, we asked the question.
I think it sends the wrong message.
Oh, we asked, you are not alone, Lou. We asked the question on our Facebook page, Triple M The Border. What, first time ever, 100%.
Really? Said no.
100% said one thing, and that was no.
Wow.
And pretty strong messages here as well. Shannon, heck no. Send them home if they aren't happy. Seriously, look at other sports. You don't see them complain. And she put some instances of people who've had to quarantine from other local sports moving around Australia, for example. Why keep it going? I know, .. Revenue, says Jenny, but are they forgetting all the revenue lost due to COVID? The longer they lock out overseas visitors, the quicker we can get back to normal and allow travel when it's safer. So, again, it's saying now is not the time, essentially, is what Jenny's saying.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it's a bit of a catch-22 because, yes, there's been a ton of lost revenue, obviously, for the state of Victoria, for example, because of their shutdowns. But yeah, this is just seems like a weird way to try and boost it up.
Haney, surely they could have cancelled the tournament or held it somewhere else, like you said, Lou. Chris says, it's quite good, actually. Whoopie-doo, it's just tennis and that silly girl needs to learn to wash her own hair.
Oh, so yesterday, if you didn't hear it, I think Bernard Tomic's girlfriend was complaining that quarantine was basically inhumane as far as she was concerned because she didn't have her hairdresser there to wash her hair twice a week.
Yeah, Christopher, no, it should have never gone ahead. Jane should have been cancelled. Rhodey, they don't respect our rules. Send them home. Debbie, no, what a bunch of whingers. Dan, F-word, national disgrace.
It goes on and on and on.
The Borders 105.7 Triple M with Lou and Matt's Free Money Minute.
The Kiwa Milk, truly local. 60 seconds on the clock, 10 questions. You've got to answer the 10 questions correctly in that 60-second time period. If you do, we will give you $500.
Yeah,
we're dying
close
to give it away.
We got close yesterday, didn't we? 9 out of 10.
Yep.
Which is sensational. Who's playing today, Lou?
Judy from Albury. Hi, Judy.
Good morning.
All right, Judy, let's not waste any time. We're only just on a minute away from potentially giving you $500. Are you feeling good?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Excellent.
All right. You know how it works. You can pass if you need to and come back to it. Are you ready?
Righto. Yes, thanks.
Let's do it.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Which sport features the terms love, juice and volley?
Tennis.
Name the female singer who had the hits 48 Crash and Devil Gate Drive.
Susie Quattro.
What's the name of the cartoon character Fred Flintstone's wife?
Wilma.
The albatross has the largest wingspan of any living bird. True or false?
True.
Is Bunbury on the east or west coast of Australia?
West.
Who wrote the book One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish?
Dr. Zeus.
What colour do you get if you mix blue and yellow together?
Green.
What type of animal is a video game character Donkey Kong?
Gorilla.
In Greek mythology, which king had the ability to turn everything he touched to gold?
Midas.
Venison is the meat of which animal?
Deer.
All right, there we go. That's the 10. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Do you think you've got
91.
You think you've got $500?
Oh, I don't know, but I think it's close.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Let's find out.
You got
10 out of 10. Judy, you legend. Well done. And the quick thinking. I love it.
Thanks very much.
That's
now you've
awesome.
Made my day.
That's you've won so $500. What are you going to spend it on?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter. Nice to have the option, isn't it?
It is. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad I called this morning.
I'm glad you did too.
That
congratulations, Judy. Just hold on and we'll get
Thank
all your
you.
Details. You're so welcome. Enjoy.
Thanks.
It is as easy as that. Your chance at $500 cash, thanks to Kiwa Milk, truly local, is tomorrow, same time. Well done to Judy. Got the 10 out of 10 with our free Money Minute. It's that easy.